to build a bridge between a project to help the homeless and a community that opposes it? That's the question the Ho'o Moana Foundation finds itself now pondering. Last week, the Maui Planning Commission deferred action on a privately funded proposal to build an initial 8-site campground in Lahaina. The foundation was given 60 days to engage the community and address the concerns outlined in a petition delivered to the commission. William Johnson is a retired attorney and resident of Pu'umana in Lahaina, and he joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me on your program.
And thank you for making the time. When you look at the petition and all of what it cites, property value issues, sanitation, security, people concerned just that it's not going to be a place where, you know, tourists should see coming into Lahaina, and many more concerns, is it possible for this foundation, you think, to get through all of those objections?
I can't really predict what the Planning Commission on Maui is going to do. I think that they tried this before several years ago in Spreckelsville, and they did not succeed. And I think it's a very ill-advised project. You described it as a program to help the homeless. I think the help that it offers the homeless is quite minimal. All they're offering is campsites on which the homeless can move their tents. They're not offering subsidized housing or housing of any kind or any kind of shelter. They're just offering a flat piece of land on which people can move their tents.
Some might say that's better than having them just squat in various neighborhoods or, you know, out in commercial areas.
I really don't think it is. I think it's a very bad idea, and there are a number of reasons I can go into why this is a very bad idea. The primary problem with this is the site. It'd be one thing if this were located somewhere else that was not so conspicuous, but this site is located adjacent to the two highways that lead into Lahaina, on which 2 million visitors a year travel. So the first impression the visitors will now have who come into Lahaina will be of this homeless encampment. And I think that local government's response recently in Honolulu and on Maui is that homeless encampments and homeless people congregating are detrimental to tourism.
When you look, go ahead.
If I can, for example, I believe you're in Honolulu. In Honolulu, the mayor and the city council of Honolulu have received numerous complaints from tourists, from hospitality and retail businesses in the tourist trade about the homeless people and the homeless encampments, and so they're going to great lengths to move the homeless people who congregate in Waikiki and camp out in the area away from that area, so they will have a place to live.
Well, that's already been happening through some of the sweeps in the sit-lie ban, yes. But when you look at the proposal on Maui, which looks a lot different than what people see on Oahu, the fact that there would be these pods or small encampments with a tent, wouldn't that sort of look like any other person camping?
I think it'll look like a refugee camp in Ethiopia. I mean, these are going to be the homeless. I don't think that the foundation is providing the tents. I think the homeless people provide their own tents. And I think it causes the homeless people to congregate in Lahaina, where the local businesses have had a continuing problem with the homeless people there.
So your basic objection to this is its location.
That's the basic problem. It affects tourism. It's being constructed at the entrance to a high-end subdivision that the founder of the foundation subdivided. So he was paid a lot of money by people who worked hard for it, for high-end housing, multi-acreage lots, multi-million dollar homes. This is going to go in right at the entrance to one of those subdivisions. So it's going to degrade the quality of life for those people. It's going to make a bad impression on tourists who come into Lahaina. It's going to be very visible to each and every tourist, all 2 million of them, 93% of the visitors that come to Maui, all those people are going to have the first impression of their visit to Lahaina being homeless people camping out and congregating in the area. If that were a good idea, then I think we ought to have homeless encampments at the arrival lounges, the rancho arrival gates at the Honolulu Airport, or at the entrance to Disneyland. I think the mayor and the city council have done the right thing. Also, Ellie Cochran is our representative to the Maui County Council, and she's very concerned about the homeless situation on Maui, and she's very concerned about providing low-income housing. 3 years ago, she led an initiative to clear out homeless housing camps surrounding Lahaina, including in this very area where this developer wants to construct a campground for homeless. So it seems a little bit absurd that the county would be removing a homeless camp where, and this developer would want to replace it with a homeless camp.
Despite the fact that there would be different conditions to this situation than would be with people just squatting in land and putting up their own tents, certainly rules, regulations of no alcohol, no drugs, somebody there 24/7, that's a little bit different than just having an open piece of land where people have come and erected their own tents. Is there any place that you think that where there wouldn't be a sense of NIMBYism that would crop up if this idea were taken to a different location?
I think there are many better suited locations away from tourist areas on Maui. I believe the same developer has a campground in Olawalu, which is a more rural area. It wouldn't be so visible at all to tourists coming into the area. And I think that you're right, the developer would have rules, but for example, it would address alcoholism and drug abuse. But I think the visitors to Lahaina wouldn't really be affected by those rules, and there are adverse effects of those rules. For example, the drug use that some people now engage in their tents won't be allowed in this campground, so it'll be pushed out into the community. And we at Pulmona have a very serious problem in that regard. And let me tell you what it is and why I'm so concerned.
Very briefly, sir, because we have to move on. Go ahead.
Okay. There's a stream that goes through the area that this campground will be at, and homeless people have camped out by that stream and congregated in that area. And whenever it rains in the area, the rainwater carries their belongings. I'm talking about tents, clothing, mattresses, and other things, down the stream and down into Pumana and onto our beach. And included among those belongings are used hypodermic needles containing whatever you could imagine, heroin, other illegal substances, viruses, the AIDS virus, syphilis, herpes. Those are on our beaches, and we are very vigilant about cleaning them up. But it creates a very serious threat to the people on who come to Pumana, who live at Pumana, who visit Pumana, and to the public who comes onto our beach.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there for the moment, but thank you for making time for us this morning. William Johnson is a retired attorney from California. He and his wife have a second home in Pumana in Lahaina, and they've had it for 23 years. They now live there 6 months out of the year. And as you heard, he's concerned with the recent proposal to construct the campground for the homeless near the entrance to Lahaina.